Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is a deep cut on the Tapestry album by Carole King, released on this day in 1971. This is the day it turned number one. This is the day it went to number one. Tapestry by Carole King was number one in the U.S. It stayed there for 15 weeks, and it was just an incredible album. Great music, great lyrics. And a few of these songs you're going to recognize as songs that were made hits by other people. But Carole King wrote these songs with her songwriting partner. Smackwater Jack was on the album. And this hour, we're going to do Album Hour. We do this once in a while. And we're going to feature all bumper music from the album Tapestry by Carole King. And for those of you who are Xers, Millennials, and Zoomers, this is some really, really good music, especially as far as the lyrics are concerned. I'm Scoot on the air. All right, it's Thursday already. We're, halfway to the week. Well, not halfway. No, we're almost to the weekend. Tomorrow's a free-for-all Friday. All right, look, let me just tell you what happened. Well, before I get to that, I want to say again how exciting that LSU game was yesterday. I mean, incredible. I was in the car. I was in and out of the car. And, I get out of the car, LSU's behind. I get back in the car, LSU has tied the game. I get back in the car, and the game is tied 5-5. There are two outs left in the ninth inning. I mean, you couldn't help but feel, it's just about over. And boom, a big hit, run comes in, LSU wins 6-5 and moves on to the championship series in the College World Series. It could not have been any more exciting. And I heard all the action right here on WWL. And you're going to hear all the exciting action of the national championship. It was just a great game yesterday. But LSU is going to be in the national championship against Coastal Carolina. Now, this is a team that won 25 in a row. They're a good team. Now, Saturday night is the first game of the series between LSU and Coastal Carolina. Pre-game starts at 5:30, first pitch at 6 o'clock. Game 2, Sunday afternoon at 1:30. And I think 2 o'clock is the first pitch. And then Game 3, LSU faces off with Coastal Carolina Monday at 6:30 pre-game. 6:30 is the... wait a second, let me go back to Saturday. I'm just confused by the way this is written. Sunday afternoon, first pitch is at 1:30, pre-game starts at 1. And then on Monday, the pregame starts at 6, and the game first pitch is at 6:30. And this is all brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Gary Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air Conditioning, and Louisiana Dental Center. And it's all right here on WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Man, LSU, it's unbelievable how LSU has come back to get to this point. In the regionals, they came back a couple of times, and then now in the College World Series, they've come back, and that was just one hell of a victory yesterday. And, for those who say baseball is not that exciting, you're just not paying attention to some of these games because they are very, very exciting. All right, look, sometimes we look back at our life, and, we wonder if we did the right thing. And sometimes it kind of haunts us a little bit. I don't let this haunt me a lot, but I wonder if... we were talking about Paula Abdul. Today is her birthday, and that was on the calendar, played a Paula Abdul song. And, I couldn't help but mention and remember that she was a Laker girl. And I remember I had a date with a Laker girl, and went to Los Angeles. We had a date. We went out to dinner, had a couple of drinks, and I invited her up to my hotel room and said, "Would you like to come up and have a drink?" And she said, "Yes." And I had vodka in the room. And we had a drink in the room. And then we were both there in the room. And we just talked. We sat on the bed. And we talked. And that was it. And while I thought at the time that was the right thing, you know, when she left, I thought, wait a minute. This Laker girl comes up to your hotel room. She's gone out to dinner with you. You've had drinks. You have drinks in your room. Was she disappointed that I didn't try something? Coleman, what do you think? I mean, do you think she lost respect in me because I didn't try something?
Can I preface this by saying that I'm not a woman?
No, you're not. Right. Well, I don't know for sure, but I, based on what I see, I don't think you are.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
After that incident, how often did you guys keep in contact? Or was that more like once she left, she ghosted you forever and never tried?
No, to I never, again? Yeah, I never, well, we never talked again. It was just a date.
If she never talked to you again after that incident, she never tried to reach out to see how you were doing, maybe she probably did lose a little respect.
Because that's
not it's kind of like, you know how I can tell when a woman likes me or not? Whether they drunk text me. It's kind of like an indicator. Like if they get drunk and they go out and they don't text me at all. Or if I hear a story and they say they got drunk and I'm like, well, you didn't text me or call me while you was drunk. That means I wasn't on your mind. So that's kind of how I gauge whether a woman likes me, whether they, you know, like drunk text me when they get on their level.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you do something in life and I know I'm not alone with this. I mean, if you're a woman and you want to call and give me your opinion on this, I'd love to hear from you. The Yoke One Heart Jewelers talk and text line. 504-260-1870. I mean, I want you to be brutally honest with me. I don't like the idea that maybe she lost respect for me. But I think she was, you know, I think she was, I mean, I can think about a couple of times. And, you know, look, when it comes to this, sometimes I have been very, very bold and sometimes I have been very, very shy. And I don't want to be one of those guys. I don't want to be one of those guys who just, you know, jumps on somebody and, you know, I don't want to be one of those guys. And I don't think that I have been, even though there are times in my life when, you know, stuff like that happened and, you know, everything happened. But in this particular case, I thought, you know, maybe she's expecting something and maybe she's disappointed. But at the time, I mean, she didn't make a move. And sometimes I wait for the woman to make the first move. And she didn't make a move, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to respect her, and we're just gonna have a drink.
I have an alternative.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't lose respect for you, but she still wasn't interested. Like, you know, I respect him for not trying, but I wish he had. So maybe you didn't lose any respect, but maybe she did wish you had a move.
Well, this wasn't the kind of thing that this was not going to turn into some kind of love affair. I mean, this was not going to be some kind of ongoing thing. I mean, it was really kind of a one-time thing. I was in San Antonio doing a talk show on the air in San Antonio and, you know, followed the Spurs. And so I followed the Spurs out there. In fact, I flew back on the Spurs plane. And man, that was an unbelievable experience. Flying back on the Spurs plane after their game with the Lakers in Los Angeles, that was awesome. But anyway, so I had a date with this Laker girl, and you know we went out and then she came up and you know we didn't do anything, and I just wondered was this a situation where she you know lost respect? All right, let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh, you're on WWL.
Thanks for taking my call, Scoot.
Sure.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The night that you couldn't close the deal because you don't have the clutch gene in you, was this the same night you hung out with Richard Simmons at his house? Did you decide to go with him? Or
no, both of those were in Los Angeles, but no, those were two different times, two different locations.
Okay, because the Richard Simmons story makes a little bit more sense now with the lack of closing the deal. So
I wasn't interested, you know, and Richard knew that I think Richard wanted me to be gay, but I wasn't gay, and he knew that, and he was respectful of that, and we just kind of hung out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think it's a blessing in disguise. Because now that we're hearing these stories, like yesterday was Tyler Perry, then like Zion Williamson and
P. Diddy
and all these guys. So I'm guessing it's a blessing in disguise that you didn't do anything because you were thinking big picture. You wasn't thinking about closing the deal that night.
Well, that's
you were
right.
Thinking about, what about my future? If I try something with this woman and it got out that I tried something with this woman, your career could have been over. They could have tried to cancel you or Me Too'd you.
Yeah, she might have thought I had big money. I mean, you know, I was the only person in the media that Dennis Rodman would talk to in San Antonio. And so, I mean, you know, I was like, you know, kind of a big deal in that area when it comes to, like, the Spurs and stuff. In fact, you know, we had another date, but we didn't end up in any room. She came to San Antonio when the Lakers played the Spurs, and we had dinner. We hung out in the lobby, but we didn't end up in a room. And then in Los Angeles, we ended up. So anyway, I don't know. You know, maybe it's something I regret, but you know, I was not. I was never the kind of guy who would try to close the deal. In fact, I never thought of it in those terms about closing the deal. I mean, you know, that just wasn't my style. All right, we do have a lot to get to. We're going to take a look at Scoot's athletic briefs here in just a moment. But also, let me tell you about Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk, you know, he was in the news recently, and we talked about him recently. This is the conservative podcast host that was critical of J-Lo at the American Music Awards because she was not acting 55 years old. He was critical of what she was wearing. He was critical of the way she was dancing around, and I thought, you know, that's ridiculous. At the same time, he was also critical of Taylor Swift. He said she's 35 years old, and she acts like a 17-year-old. And he was critical of somebody else, and I think it was Katy Perry. He was saying that Katy Perry is, you know, she's an adult, and she's running around Europe on tour acting silly. And, you know, you look at Charlie Kirk, and nobody looks more boring than Charlie Kirk, as far as his hair and clothes are concerned. I mean, the guy looks really, you know, boring. So that's when he was in the news last. But now he's in the news because he told a 14-year-old girl who was interested in political journalism that if she's going to college, the only reason she should go is if she wants a Mrs. degree. In other words, if she wants to meet somebody and marry them, if she's looking for a husband, that's the only reason she should go to college. And I just think this is just such archaic thinking. And a lot of conservatives feel this way. Not all conservatives, not all Republicans, but a lot of them have this like really backwards way of thinking where they want the woman to be in the home. And I think they're threatened by confident women, and they want the woman to be submissive and be at home. This also goes with a lot of Christians who are pretty traditional Christians, and they want the woman to be at home. I think they're really kind of threatened by confident women. And, you know, in this day and age, that's, you know, just very backwards. And when some of these conservatives say they want to make America great again, they want to make America like it was back in the 1950s. When, you know, blacks were in different positions and women were in different positions, and women generally stayed home. There were some women in the workforce in the 50s, but not as many as there are today, not even comparable. But Charlie Kirk just represents this kind of Neanderthal thinking when it comes to, you know, wanting women to be in their place. And I think some men feel like confident women and successful women are a threat to their masculinity. And I'm thinking, if it's that easy to threaten your masculinity, I would suggest you're not much of a man. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. This was a huge hit for James Taylor, but Carole King wrote it, and here's another song from the album Tapestry. On this day in 1971, the album Tapestry hit number one on the album chart. And so this hour, we're featuring music from Tapestry. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.